Drinking wine, Spodiotti. You're listening to WAIF Cincinnati.
My gosh, it's a rootin', tootin', hip hoppin' and happenin'. Glorious, wonderful, beautiful July 4th in the Queen City, and I could not be more pleased. I couldn't be more happy. I couldn't be more tickled. I couldn't be more thrilled to death than to be spending the 4th of July with my friend Chris and my friend Jim and my friend Greenwich, the Mean Time Dog.
Take a bite out of time. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And this is our most patriotic show ever, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 4th of July, 2006. And boy, I couldn't be more patriotic.
It's a firecracking good time at WAIF.
We're going to light up this transmitter tonight like a Roman candle. So make sure you stay tuned in and call in to our patriotic show here at 513-749-1444. We got a lot of ground to cover here because our topic tonight is why liberals are more patriotic than conservatives.
Kids,
and you know that that's true.
Kids from all over the neighborhood will be gathering around the transmitter to roast marshmallows and make them a s'more. A very happy 4th of July s'more with the incendiary talk that's going to be flying out of the WAIF airwaves as we express our true love for the United States of America, my home country, and daggone it, I'm proud to be from here.
And you love your country, don't you?
And I love my country. I've only been to three other ones to compare it to.
Which other ones are those?
Aren't there like 144 in the United Nations? Something like that. There's like a gross of countries in the United Nations. I've been to America. Okay.
Okay.
I've been to Canada.
Take off. Those guys are like America light up there because it's like America, except it's colder and they got more donuts.
And I've been to the airport in Osaka, Japan.
Okay. That counts.
Does that count?
That counts. That's international soil.
Okay. And I've been to Korea.
Really?
So there you go. Those are the four countries that I can compare to. And let me tell you something, people. America has beats the heck out of the Osaka airport.
It does?
Yeah. The whole time I was in Japan, I didn't see a single baseball game. I didn't even see a single sunrise. I didn't see a single puppy. I never smelled fresh-cut grass. I never saw a little kid licking an ice cream cone or waving a flag or doing any of the stuff that makes America great. I didn't see any beauty queens rolling down the street in a convertible. I didn't see any small-town mayor shaking anybody's hands. All that stuff that makes America fantastic.
You didn't see any automotive tire fires. You didn't see any landfills.
Didn't see any cornhole games. Didn't even see any King of the Mountains.
Did you see any lynchings?
I didn't see anything. That's why Japan was so boring.
Really?
It was so boring.
This is a Chris and Rob show on WAIF. Tonight's topic, why liberals are more patriotic than conservatives. In a moment, I'm going to give you 2,535 reasons why liberals are more patriotic than conservative. Again, I got 2,535 reasons why. So stay tuned. Now, you know what Rob loves?
Apple pie.
No, you know what you really love?
Ice cream.
You love the country.
I love America, and I like a piece of cheese.
Why don't you marry that cheese, then?
You get the apple pie, you get the cheese, and then you get the ice cream.
And, yeah, and you love that.
Oh, I also love this country.
But you love
America,
the country.
I love you.
You know who loves the country even more than you do?
Who?
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
WAIF. America, I love you. You're like a sweetheart of mine. From ocean to ocean, for you my devotion is touching each boundary line. Just like a little baby climbing its mother's knee, America,
like a little baby. Climbing his father's knee. And there's 200 million others like me.
WAIF as a community radio station serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or Board of Trustees. They reflect Chris and Rob's views or the views of their guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati. And now, grinding sacred cows into radio hamburger, here's your hosts, the two and only Chris and Rob, starring in the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. To be on tonight's program, call now, 749-1444. Or if you're calling from outside the 275 loop, put a 513 before it and call 513-749-1444. And make sure to check out Chris and Rob on the internet at cincinnatiatlas.com. And now, finally, here's Chris and Rob.
Hey! Scooty Rob. What'd you say?
Scootabop.
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 What's that?
Scootabop.
Is that scat for I Love America?
Scootabop.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, coming to you live on this 4th of July and taking your calls. 513-749-1444. Tonight's topic, why liberals are more patriotic than conservative. But hey, we all love America. We all want the best thing for our families and our kids and our neighbors and our backyards. So let's call in. Let's talk about the issues that are tearing America apart. 513-749-1444.
It was a hot, hot, hot summer. 230 summers ago, when those men gathered at Independence Hall, although it wasn't called that then, gathered at that hall in Philadelphia to bash out what would become the Declaration of Independence, thus declaring to the whole world that we would no longer be colonies to England.
We drove the British out, and then the British came back again in 1812, and we drove them out, and the British have not been in America ever since until 1964 when they invaded America.
Do you think if we actually asked 100 people what the Revolutionary War was all about, they would know that they would just say something like freedom, independence, freedom?
My guess is that most people would not even know that the reasons we went to war in 1776, or actually what was before that,
74 was the...
Would be that the for reasons that are even more exaggerated today. We have higher taxes now, we have more oppression now, we have less civil liberties now than we did at the close of the Revolutionary War.
Chris, you say that, but when was the last time troops were quartered into your house?
Hmm.
When did someone come to your home in Norwood say, excuse me... Well, Chris, excuse me, I have some troops here, and they're going to live with you for a while.
Well, there is this girl that was staying at my house for a while, and I used to call her the Colonel.
What?
Hello, Leonard. You're on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I was wondering if you guys knew where the Declaration of Independence was signed.
Down at the bottom.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Okay. Any other questions?
You want right on it.
You want to try me again there, Buster?
Should I call you in again? No, I... What was the question? Why are liberals more patriotic than conservatives?
Yes, and it's true. Liberals are more patriotic than conservatives, and liberals love the country. Liberals love the United States of America, the home country, more than conservatives do. And, Leonard, are you paying attention?
Yes.
Liberals love their children more than conservatives do.
Well, I don't know if that's true, because everybody's different, you know. A lot of people aren't even political, so...
It's a good point,
Leonard.
You can't
even count them. I have children and stepchildren who don't even, they just aren't political. It doesn't interest them. You know, it doesn't interest them what wars we're fighting or if we're fighting one at all, or they're just concerned with
partying.
Their own, well, that, partying, and their own lives, their own trying to make a living and stuff. They're just, some of them are political and some of them aren't. I mean,
Leonard, do you think your kids are going to care when they don't have enough gasoline to fill their tank and take their your grandchildren and their children to school? And when there's a flood in their backyard because of global warming and, you know, maybe they even live on a mountain. Maybe you got a kid lives on a mountain and there's still going to be a flood in his backyard because of all this global warming.
Yeah,
do you think they'll care about politics then?
Well, not every, a lot of them don't care about politics, and a lot of them do. I'm saying I've got several stepchildren that don't care about politics. They just don't care.
I mean, what are their ages, more or less?
Well, they're in there from 30 to 37.
They're at that age where they should care because there's not going to be any Social Security left for them. There's not going to be a country left for them that's got any civil liberties at all. It's going to be like the 1950s in Russia by the time they're, you know, your age there. But how old are you, Leonard? You're probably about 50?
I'm 69.
No, you're not. Don't lie to me.
I was born in 37.
That's fine, but you're not 69, dude.
Well, I get around pretty much. I mean, all ages from 2 months old all the way up to 80 years old. I mean, I talk to everybody, even little children. If they can't talk back to you, they know what you're saying. Believe you me, I'm sure a small child understands what you're saying, even though they can't answer you in words, you know.
Leonard, are you would you call yourself a liberal or a conservative or a Republican or a Democrat, or do you just know right from wrong?
Well, no, I tend to vote Democratic.
Oh, good for you. That's still not as good as voting Libertarian, but it's better than the status quo.
I vote. I tend to vote Democratic. I mean, but I don't particularly care for this guy from Massachusetts, Kerry. I don't like him. I like Hillary Clinton or Al Gore or maybe Bill Richardson from New Mexico, but I just don't care for Kerry. I mean, just something about him. I don't know what it is. I just don't like him.
Fair enough. Leonard, thanks for your input.
Hope your
kids start caring about politics before it's too late.
I hope they do.
Okay, thanks, Leonard.
Thank you.
We got an open phone line now at 513-749-1444.
Most of the people who listen to Chris and Rob generally are fathers and stepfathers, and they are turning to us for advice and guidance as they try to navigate these choppy waters we live in today.
Well, speaking of choppy waters and advice and families and stuff, you got a nephew, don't you?
I have three.
Don't you have a nephew who's a 4th of July baby?
Yes, I do.
Well, we should call your nephew and say happy birthday.
We probably should.
We should. You know who else was born on the 4th of July?
Who?
Louis Armstrong.
What?
Yeah.
That's great.
You know who Louis Armstrong is.
He was the king of all jazz.
Now, Leonard knows who Louis Armstrong is because he's 69 years old, but most of our listening audience thinks Louis Armstrong plays for the Pirates.
Oh, that was Willie Stargell.
Yeah. The different guy. So what's your nephew's first name?
Bobby.
Bobby? Hello, is this Bobby?
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And we're on the radio, and we got a request for you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
Bobby. Hey, Bobby, since you're a 4th of July baby, do a lot of people say to you, hey, you're a real firecracker?
Sometimes.
So what did you get for your birthday?
A 300-pound weight set.
Really?
Wow, who carried that to that? Who wrapped that?
Nobody.
Nobody?
You wrapped it yourself?
Yeah. Well, Mom. Ow. Sorry about that.
Who screamed in the background?
Gift cards, and then I went to Dick's and I got it.
Oh, you got some gift cards and then you went to Dick's and you got it?
Yeah.
Did you have a car or did you have to carry it home?
I had the car.
You're 17 now?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
Thank you.
What did my co-host Robbie, probably your Uncle Robbie, get you for your birthday?
I don't know.
Oh, it's still a surprise?
I wasn't at the party.
Oh, so
I missed the party.
It's still a surprise, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, Bobby, you know tomorrow morning your Uncle Robbie, who loves you very much, will show up at the front door with a big sack of White Castles just for you.
Of course.
For your birthday.
So what are you going to do with the rest of your summer?
I got a better question for Bobby than that. Bobby, I've been doing this radio show with your Uncle Robbie here for a long time. Give me something embarrassing on him. Go.
I don't really know anything.
Oh, come on.
Thank you.
Come on, dude.
I am an upstanding uncle, aren't I?
He is.
You're a deadbeat, dude, and I want to hear all about it from your nephew.
Thank you.
I always get them cool stuff for their birthdays.
Jacob. Sorry.
Is that Jacob doing his Grinch the Mean Time Dog impression?
Yes.
Hey, Bobby, tell me something. You know, my family listens to the radio show all the time because they love me and stuff, but I always thought that maybe Robbie's family never listens to his show. I know his mom doesn't listen. I don't think any of his sisters listen. Do you ever listen to our radio show, or do you guys don't even care what happens in Robbie's life?
I've never listened to him, but my brother has.
What, your little brother?
Yes.
His name is Jacob, right?
Yes.
He's like 12 years old?
What's that?
He's like 12 years old, isn't he?
No, he's 16.
He's 16?
So when he turns it on, what do? Leave the room?
Nah, I'm never with him when he's listening to it.
What did Jacob get you for your birthday there, Big Shot?
DVD.
DVD? It's cool.
Of what?
Family Guy.
You know he's going to watch that more than you.
We'll see.
So basically he bought himself a DVD.
Pretty much.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
What'd you get him for his birthday?
What's that?
What'd you get him for his birthday?
Oh, I don't remember.
Simpsons DVD?
No.
Well, Bobby, happy birthday, and have a good rest of the summer, whatever you end up doing there.
Okay,
You're working in a factory driving a forklift now?
No, I'm not allowed to drive a forklift. You got to be 18.
Well, you know what? When I worked at Van Loonen's, because your dad got me a job at Van Loonen's, I was driving that stupid forklift when I was 17. What is going on in the background? Who is being hurt?
My mom's bugging me.
Well, you know, your dad got me a job, and I drove a forklift at 17.
Nice.
So
you kids these days, you don't know how good you got it.
They won't let us. It's for safety reasons.
Dude, what are they walk back and forth guarding a daggone thing?
No.
Don't they ever take a lunch?
Yeah.
Well, next time they go to lunch, hop on the forklift, do a few wheelies, a couple donuts, a burnout, show them how good of a driver you are. Then after they have to patch up the foundation from the big crack you put in it from the forks, maybe they'll let you start driving it.
Maybe they will. I
got to
try that.
Hey, Bobby, whatever you do, don't be a deadbeat like your uncle. Make something out of your life, all right?
Okay.
And if anybody ever asks you when you're 22 years old, hey, you want to do a radio show, just keep in mind you might be doing it for the next 20 years of your life. Back out when you can.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Yeah, don't do like I've done.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you.
And now we're going to call my friend Heather, so call her next.
Happy birthday!
17-year-old kids, 69-year-old fathers and grandfathers.
There's something about a 4th of July birthday that's eclipsed only by like a New Year's Day baby or something, because 4th of July is like the most patriotic baby. That's why ex-presidents used to go around lying that it was their birthday on the 4th of July, and that's why Louis Armstrong used to go around saying it was his birthday on the 4th of July.
What is a very patriotic day?
You know, a lot of people don't think that Louis Armstrong's birthday really was on the 4th of July because they didn't have birth certificates back in 1900.
I bet they did.
No, not in the low-income ghetto section of New Orleans where he was born without any kind of public record.
So he may not have been born in a hospital. He maybe was born with the help of a midwife who perhaps may or may not have kept records, or perhaps there wasn't even a midwife.
Right, something like that. This is a Chris and Rob late night talk show on WAIF.
You know, puppies give birth. The dogs give birth all the time, and they don't go to the doctor. They don't go to the hospital. You know, people don't go, oh, what a miracle of life. What a miracle this is. Look at those puppies. Look at the mama dog eating that placenta. Isn't this a miracle? Blah, 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 blah. But every time a baby human's born, it's all, what a miracle of life. This is beautiful. This is wonderful. Blah, blah, blah. The mom don't even eat the placenta.
What was that again? How's that voice again?
Look at this. Isn't this a miracle of life? Blah, blah, blah. Miracle, miracle, wonderful, wonderful. What a blessed baby from God.
That's the most unbelievable thing I've ever heard on the radio.
Well, you know, squirrels.
Even Gene Shepard didn't sound like that, dude.
Squirrels give birth daily. Rabbits give birth daily.
Twice a day, some of them.
And no one's running around like, oh, my gosh, what a miracle. You know, what about an elephant? What about a hippo being born in the daggone water? Wrong.
Wrong.
That's some of Bill Cosby. Remember Bill Cosby? Come on, fat hippo. You need to be one of them proud underneath there. Right on top of old door.
Hey, you know, I was telling you the other day, I was flipping around the cable TV the other night, and I saw an old movie. It looked like it was Richard Pryor sitting at a computer, and I thought, this could be funny.
Yeah, usually Richard Pryor means it's going to be funny.
Instead, it was Superman 3.
That means it's going to be 2 hours of your life you're not going to get back.
Yeah, I guess so.
So it's the 4th of July. We love America. We know you love America. And even if you don't agree with everything that's going on in America, that doesn't mean you don't love it. That means you love something, you make it better. You can make stuff better just because something can be improved. Doesn't mean you don't like it.
Okay, we're going back to the phones. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Wrong.
4th of July, 2006. Today is the 4th of July, and I'm feeling patriotic. We're going back to the phones. Hello, Blair. You're on the patriotic version of the Chris and Rob Show.
Hey, guys. Happy 4th of July.
God bless America, and God bless Blair.
So how are you guys?
We're very happy. How are you tonight, Blair?
I'm doing pretty, I'm doing wonderful.
Good. What's on your mind, Blair? Is there anything you love more than this country?
Some hot, sexy women.
Right, okay, well, we all love that. Anything else, Blair?
And just about everything else. That's it.
Okay, well, happy 4th of July to you, Blair. Did you set off some fireworks tonight or anything?
Yes, I did.
You didn't blow your fingers off. You got to remember, safety first when it comes to fireworks.
I know, I didn't. I did not blow my fingers off.
What's your favorite kind of fireworks there, Blair?
All kinds.
Blair,
all,
when you hear about...
Kinds. No, come on, I'm serious. You like black cats or Roman candles or what?
I like black cats.
Blair, when you hear about people who are injured or maimed, perhaps lose an eye, perhaps blow up an eardrum, perhaps have a spleen removed, perhaps crack a rib, perhaps catch a bouncing Betty to the testicles, do you feel sorry for those people on the 4th of July?
Yes, I sure do.
You don't think, like, you know, it seems like the more and more warnings all the time, hey, people, because you know what? You go buy a piece of fine stereo equipment, and it could cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And there's a chance that that piece of stereo equipment was made by prisoners in a Chinese jail, by people who marched for freedom in Tiananmen Square. They're now enslaved in jail, and they're forced to make electronics. I know a guy who bought a waffle iron, and the waffle iron ate his belt buckle.
Oh, no.
The waffle iron was magnetized, and it sucked the guy right to the waffle iron. It was unbelievable. It was like dancing with a clam.
Is he dead?
No, he's still alive. But that's just something I'm telling you, Blair, because here at Chris and Rob, we're all about safety. So you can imagine, if there's a defective waffle iron, big deal. Your waffles don't have nice uniform little squares for the butter and the syrup. Oh, Blair, do you like when the waffles get the butter melted into the little dips?
Oh, yes, I do.
The dimples. Oh, you get the butter and the syrup mixed together and a good dimple on a waffle, and I tell you what, you're doing okay for yourself. But they make defective waffle irons. They can make defective golf clubs. They can make defective sneakers. And it's no big deal if you snap a tibia and perhaps your femur shoots out your leg. But I tell you what, Blair, you go and you buy some of these fireworks. You know they're made in Chinese prisons.
Mm-hmm.
They're made in Laotian cat houses. They're made in Cambodian opium dens. These fireworks are not being created and produced under strict Underwriters Laboratory guidelines. You don't know what the heck they're using for a fuse. It could be a piece of dog hair. Oh, we ran out of dog hair. Let's just grab a piece of hair from Lee. But Lee's hair burns faster than a dog's hair. Big deal, Yankee pig. So, Blair, you got to be careful when you're using fireworks. Oh, we'll just use some of this newspaper for the firework. Oh, but now we're out of newspaper. Let's use this old Hardy Boy mystery.
All right, guys.
So that's what I'm saying to you, Blair.
I know.
You don't want to get yourself a waffle iron made out of a Hardy Boy mystery and have it stuck to your belt buckle like a vicious clam.
No, I sure don't.
Well, Blair, don't be a stranger, and you and yours have a very happy 4th of July holiday.
And guys, one more thing.
Okay.
You guys are invited to come and meet me at the new Cincinnati Mills Mall in Forest Park in Cincinnati, Ohio, this Saturday.
This is where you're taking, in case you missed it, either last week or 2 weeks ago, Blair called. He wanted to meet one of these WWE wrestling divas.
Yeah.
And this particular diva, what was her name?
Jillian Hall.
Jillian Hall was the diva that Blair wanted to meet, and he was going to take Miss Jillian Hall on a date to the new Cincinnati Mills Mall, formerly Forest Fair Mall, there where Butler County meets Hamilton County, where Fairfield meets Forest Park. And so you're going to be there this Saturday as a personal appearance?
This Saturday or Saturday, July 29th.
It's, okay, what are you going to be doing there?
For a personal appearance.
You're gonna be like standing in the cascade, or what do they call that?
The fountain, the big old fountain.
You're gonna be standing there in the middle, signing autographs and stuff. You've heard him on the Chris and Rob show. Now come and get his autograph.
Sure.
You know whose autograph I got in the Forest Fair Mall?
Who?
Bip Roberts.
Bip Roberts.
Bip Roberts.
Who's Bip Roberts?
You don't remember Bip Roberts?
Did he play for the Reds?
10 years ago, he was the Black Ryan Friel.
Yeah, okay.
He was faster than hell. He could play anywhere
I remember Bop That Ball Bip.
Yeah,
he used to say Bop That Ball Bip.
He could play infield. He could play outfield. He was the fastest guy on the team.
That wasn't 10 years ago, was it?
It might have been 15, 20.
No.
Excuse me, guys.
Blair, I'm having a conversation about Bip Roberts.
Wait, Blair wants to talk to us. What do you want, Blair?
I don't know if I'm going to be at the new Cincinnati Mills Mall in Forest Park in Cincinnati, Ohio, this Saturday or Saturday, July 29th, 2006.
Okay, where are you going to be? And what are you going to be doing? Are you going to entertain? Are you going to juggle?
Don't get yourself arrested there, Blair. We're not responsible if you do.
Bip Roberts played for Cincinnati in 1992 and 1993, so it was like 13, 14 years ago.
Wait,
we're getting old, dude.
Here's a place where you guys can meet me.
Whoa, 323.
Just meet me at Biggs.
Biggs? Right there by the, you got your guitar shop, you got your everything for a dollar store.
Yes, just meet me at the Biggs.
And you got that sort of Chinese place, and then, of course, you got the place where you got the enormous pretzels. Right there.
Yes, just meet me at the Biggs, some grocery
Saturday?
Store.
Saturday afternoon?
Yes.
Blair, I don't think I can make it. I'll probably be washing the car. Waxing the lizard?
Maybe you could introduce me to this Miss Jillian Hall lady on Saturday, July 28th, 29th, 2006.
Do you think she'll be there, Blair?
Maybe you could bring Miss Venomous Valdez of Live City Licks.
All right, dude, we got to run.
Thanks for the call, Blair.
We can do, Blair. Good luck with that.
Good night.
That's
Blair. So I think that's the second time he's called? He doesn't call very often.
He likes Jillian Hall, who's a wrestler girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes Venomous Valdez, who's one of Cincinnati's top disc jockeys.
Right here on WAIF on Saturday night.
Yeah, she does a great job.
Saturday night at midnight, I believe.
So, there you go. 749-1444. It's Chris and Rob Show, WAIF.
In case he didn't mention it, this is the Chris and Rob Show on WAIF. Happy 4th of July, Rob.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. And Bip Roberts. Memories of Bip.
You know,
special BIP line, 513-749-1444.
Before Blair called, we were talking about people whose birthdays are on the 4th of July.
Now we're talking Louis Armstrong?
Louis Armstrong was born on the 4th of July.
Are we calling Louis Armstrong now?
And your nephew Bobby was born on the 4th of July.
Yeah, Bobby Irvin, yeah.
So now we're calling my friend Heather, who was born on the 4th of July.
Was she really born on the 4th of July, or was she just trying to be popular like Louis?
We're going to find out. Nobody loves a birthday like the Chris and Rob Show.
No.
Hey, this is Heather. Leave me a message and I'll call you back. Thanks. Record your message.
Unbelievable. Well, she's probably busy having a birthday party and shooting off fireworks.
When you are finished recording, hang up or for delivery.
And I like these answer machines that give you more instructions than you really need. We all know how to leave a message.
It's a dance.
Hey, Heather, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF with a big birthday song for you on the 4th of July. But Rob thinks you're lying about your birthday, and you're just saying that to be popular.
My sources have told me that you were really born July 2nd. And then you had a whoop-a-ding-dong idea and thought you'd move to the 4th, where I would go,
now you blow
oh, you're the
candles
girl born on the 4th
of
July. You must be
blow
special.
And blow the candles out. All your wishes will
but anyway, happy birthday 2 days late.
When you blow the candles out.
Now it's time to cut the cake.
Cut the cheese.
Happy birthday.
Birthday,
hey, Heather, happy birthday.
Cheese.
Call us back before midnight at 749-1444. All right, enough of that.
Cut the happy birthday cheese.
You're an idiot. You are an idiot. You know that?
I'm 41 years old.
You're an idiot.
First time you ever got behind a microphone when you're like 5 years old and you got a portable cassette player, maybe you even had a reel-to-reel player, was the first thing you did? It's still funny 41 years later. Hey, the Hamilton County Park District's volunteer program began in 1979. Hardworking and dedicated county citizens fulfill many duties and projects each year that the Park District would otherwise be unable to accomplish. People interested in volunteering for the Hamilton County Park District may contact 521-7275, extension 245. Check out what's grown at the Crone Conservatory. It's located in Eden Park. Admission's free. Donations accepted. For more information on the Crone Conservatory, 421-5707. Berlin Point, Saturdays, 11 a.m. till noon, with news and views of working people fighting for justice around the city, around the country, around the world. Hear about it on WAIF Cincinnati Berlin Point, Saturdays at 11 a.m.
Here's a song by Fats Waller, performed by today's happy birthday baby, Louis Armstrong, from the album Satch Plays Fats. This is Ain't Misbehaving. No, it's not. Crazy about my baby. My baby's crazy about me.
Our teacher, that's the reason we agree. Oh, I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Parson, get your book out, ready in your hand. Keep a steady lookout, and you can understand. It's an A1 combination with the perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby. My baby's crazy about me, yes.
Excited because it's Louis Armstrong's birthday today.
Yes.
Louis Armstrong is one of those guys who was born on the 4th of July, and that makes him a patriotic American and an American legend. And we have another American legend on the phone. Hello, Heather. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's your birthday today, just like Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
Is Louis Armstrong your favorite trumpet player or what?
Yes.
Well, how old are you, Heather?
28.
Don't lie to us.
I swear, 28.
You are not 28. You're younger than that.
No, I'm not. I was born July 4th, 1978.
Peep.
28.
So you weren't even alive during the Big Red Machine?
No, I wasn't.
Man. Well, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And Heather, some people say that you were actually born July 2nd.
No.
And because of the remote wilderness location where your birth took place, no one really understands nor knows your exact origins.
The remote wilderness location. What do you mean remote wilderness location? Yes, she was raised by wolves,
like
but.
Like you said, when Louis Armstrong was born in 18, whatever the heck it was.
1900. July 4th, 1900.
Right, exactly. Yeah. When Louis Armstrong was born November 7th, 1903, no one really wrote it down. And thus, 30 years later, 25 years later, he could tell people, you know, I was born turn of the century, July 4th.
Heather, since you're a 4th of July baby, do people call you Firecracker?
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yes, they do.
That's just being funny.
I'm
they
a
really
firecracker
do?
Firecracker baby, yeah.
Hey, Firecracker, we got a song for you.
Great.
I bet you're excited, aren't you?
I am.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
So what'd you get for your birthday? That's what we really want to know, and are you going to share?
The best present that I got today is a ticket to the Cirque du Soleil.
Take me!
Take you? I only got one ticket.
Oh, my God.
What, you're just taking yourself?
No, my boyfriend's going.
Really? So the two of you are going to go?
The present was my ticket, yes.
Really?
It's going to be awesome.
Are you guys going to hold hands?
Sure.
How much are those? Like $50?
The seats we got were like $35, and with the surcharge, I think they're like $41.
Dude, Ticketmaster has got to go away.
Amen to that, brother.
They're $35 tickets, and how much did you pay for them?
I didn't pay anything.
Well, how much did the old man pay for them?
They were like $41.25 altogether.
Dude, $6 on a $35 ticket?
Ridiculous.
Yep. Ticketmaster needs to go the hell away. I hate to say Pearl Jam was right, but Pearl Jam was right.
Pearl Jam was right.
So, Heather, have you ever seen Cirque du Soleil?
No, I haven't.
Are you looking forward to it? It's like a complete freak-out spectacle of light, vision, and sound, and it's just it's crazy. Chris and Rob interviewed Jim Tarbell a few months ago, and he was extremely thrilled to death about Cirque du Soleil coming.
I bet. I heard it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, he wants to make Cirque du Soleil set up camp here. Like, they have one in Las Vegas, and I think he wants to have, and we're going to try to have those guys, they'll stay at my house.
Sweet.
You know, to cut down on cost. That way we can drive those ticket prices down to like $20. So I'll have, you know, the Robbie Ranch will have a be full of frogs, and then they can put on the shows real cheap.
Sounds like a plan.
Where's the event being held?
Banks.
Down on the riverfront.
Yep, they're setting up between the Red Stadium and the Bengals Stadium.
So if the trapeze artist misses his trapeze and falls, he's just going to go in the Ohio River.
Brown trout.
Probably.
Yeah.
Brown algae all over him. Come back coated with brown algae.
Well, it sounds like you're having a fantastic 25th birthday there, Heather.
Yeah, I am.
Are you sure you're only 28?
I swear.
Are you sure you're born on July 4th?
I swear.
What year was that?
I was born at 4 a.m. at Christ Hospital.
Yeah, but what year were you born?
1978.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You do the math.
Well, that's right, but I was just seeing if she could remember this much later. Mm-hmm. You know, she could do it once. Where'd you go to high school?
Glen
SD High School. What's that supposed to mean?
All right, we'll talk slow.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
2 days late.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, happy birthday, Heather.
Everybody knows the record keeping in Christ in the 70s. Woo! Right. Everybody was doing blow. Everything was messed up.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye. Enjoy Cirque du Soleil.
Bye.
Bye. I want to interview like one of those guys so we can get some freebies.
Like two bobblehead dogs nodding their heads in the back of your 76 Nova. This is Chris and Rob on WAIF.
Well, we started off the show saying that the phone number was 749-1444, and we would love to get your phone calls, 513-749-1444. Tonight's topic is why liberals are more patriotic than conservatives, and I have 2,535 reasons why. Because that's how many people have been murdered due to George Bush's foreign policy in Iraq since the war began. 2,535.
That's just now, counting Americans. That's not counting Iraqis.
Oh, there's like 30,000 million Iraqi civilians that have been killed by American bombs and bullets since then, not counting the suicide bombers and not counting the Republican Guard. Oh, just there's been like 30,000 million civilians killed over there. That's moms and babies and daddies and regular everyday people, not people affiliated with the government or the military or any of that. Just regular everyday mom and Joe camel six packs. They have six packs of camels over there.
Mm-hmm.
You got six camels and you got a herd of camels.
That's what they call it over there.
Mm-hmm. So what do you call a group? You have a gaggle of geese, and you have a pride of lion. What do you call a bunch of camels? A gaggle?
I guess a six-pack.
A six-pack.
Yeah, no matter if there's 28 of them.
Oh, well. So if you we would like to encourage your phone calls here, 513-749-1444. There's a lot of reasons why liberals are more patriotic than conservatives. There's a lot of reasons why liberals love their country more than conservatives. Conservatives love their church more than they love the country. Now, I'm not referring to God and spirituality. I'm referring to their church and their preacher. A lot of these conservatives love their preacher more than they love the president. They voted for their president because their preacher lied to them. You may be one of them. If you're one of them, we'd like you to call in so we could set you straight. 513-749-1444.
If it wasn't for liberals, we'd still be ran by British, because the conservatives at that time said, ooh, let's not upset the apple cart.
They said what?
Ooh, let's not upset the apple cart.
Well, you're making to your weird voices tonight.
People like it when I do that.
They do?
The research has shown that the P1s really appreciate the wacky voices, and it sucks in the P2s.
Oh, okay, cool.
It pops up the TSLs.
There's another reason why liberals are more patriotic than conservatives, because liberals understand the truth that the last two presidential elections have been cheated. They've been corrupt. The winner of the election did not become president both times. Both Kerry and Gore had more votes. Now, before you say, hold on, that one with Kerry was straight up, you will be mistaken. The one with Gore was definitely straight up. And he definitely was our next president at one time. Another reason why liberals are more patriotic than conservatives is because of the designated hitter, of course. And Rob is going to explain that one.
Well, liberals realize that you can perfect humanity. Things can be perfected. Therefore, we also realize when something is good, you don't have to screw it up. Conservatives are always trying to make an extra dollar, always just trying to squeeze an extra buck out of something. Whereas liberals appreciate art and beauty and form. conservatives are pretty much just your bottom line kind of guy. The guy in a wheelchair on It's a Wonderful Life. That's your prototypical conservative. That's the kind of guy that puts in the designated hitter because they think, now, this baseball's a beautiful, lovely game, but if we can somehow get people who are really stupid to like it, maybe we can make it even better. And that would be what your conservatives have done by monkeying with the game of baseball by adding a DH. Bah, bah. I disapprove of the designated hitter role.
Right. And it was conservatives and Republicans that came up with the designated hitter in order to make more money, not to improve the competitiveness of the game. In fact, baseball is losing competitiveness every time they add a new team and expansion, every time they add interleague play and they add more games against interleague teams rather than teams within the divisions and within the league that you're supposed to be playing. You know, the Reds only play one game, or one series, I should say, against their National League, other National League teams.
Like they go to New York once, New York comes here once. They go to Atlanta once, Atlanta comes here once. They go to Colorado once, Colorado comes here once. That's it!
It used to be the L.A. Dodgers were here four or five times a year, and boy, was that some kind of a thing, man. That was a rivalry. That was almost like a Yankees and Boston Red Sox kind of a rivalry. That was an old school rivalry. It was like St. X and Elda.
Well, you know, we could have that again if the Reds would bother to get good.
Right.
Then we could have that again with either Houston or St. Louis or Chicago, whichever one of those wanted to get good. Well, St. Louis is already good.
Liberals are more patriotic than conservatives. Liberals love their children more than conservatives. That's because conservatives let their children watch TV and eat fast food. Liberals make their children exercise, and that's why children are getting fat, because these conservatives are running things right now. You know all this stuff about no child left behind?
Mm-hmm.
Should be no child left behind when it comes to having Twinkies, because all these kids are eating Twinkies and Ritalin when they should be going outside and playing.
Twinkies and Ritalin, huh?
Yeah. The conservatives are feeding our children Twinkies and Ritalin and Pizza Fridays and French fries at school when the kids should be going outside and playing and not playing video games.
You remember the cafeteria tray that you would set your plate of food on?
Oh, yeah. Those make good sleds, too, in the wintertime.
Bingo. Exactly. I'll one day at junior high, maybe high school lunch, we took one single French fry, and we cleared the tray. We cleared this kid's tray, took all the plates off, took the nutty bar off, took the chocolate malt off.
And Nutty Bar's good, too.
Took the Johnny Mars.
I used to like the Scooter Crunch, too.
Took the Stromboli off. Clear disguise tray. We took one single French fry, and we coated the whole tray with grease.
Cool.
The whole tray was covered in grease. And then we ate the other, 80 fries in that pack, even after we saw how full of grease they were. We ate them.
That's good stuff.
Kids don't necessarily know what they want that's good for them. That's why they're kids. Kids want to do what a kid wants to do. A kid doesn't think, I can't do this because it'll make me goofy.
The fact that Ken Blackwell was nominated to run for governor and the fact that you got this Gene Schmidt out there on the east side running for Congress is another evidence that liberals are more patriotic and love their country more than conservatives.
Because we take the time to actually find out what the hell's going on. Conservatives think if you wear a red, white, and blue jumpsuit, like some sort of buffoon, you tie red, white, and blue ribbons in your hair, and you get all misty-eyed at Lee Greenwood songs that somehow that translate to love in the country.
And you think that just because you put like a little red, white, and blue outfit on that little duck in your lawn that that's patriotic, but it's not. That's a sign of retardation. You're retarded if you do that.
What about if you have a little cat figure?
Yeah, you got a little kitty cat figure. What do you do to that?
Yes, I have a little cat figure, and I just put a little Uncle Sam hat on him and his Uncle Sam scarf.
And then what do you call him?
He's scary and looking at his head. He's got these crazy demonic eyeballs, and he's scary. And we have him on the porch, and if somebody wants to steal him, damn you, whatever you do, don't take him.
Do you call him my kitty, tis of thee?
Well, no. You see, he came here and...
This is ridiculous.
In I guess October will be the next one. We'll put a little, you know, pumpkin hat on him.
Oh, you will.
Yeah, man. I got the whole. I got outfits.
You're gay.
What? It was given to me.
It was because something is given to you doesn't mean you have to use it.
What am I supposed to do with it? Have it in the house? There's no chance it'll be stolen from inside the house. But if
just
it's on
remember,
the-
just because something is given to you doesn't mean you have to use it. You can be grateful that you got it, and you can show appreciation to the giver, but you don't have to actually use it or imbibe it. For example, my mom doesn't drink. Someone gave her a bottle of Dom Perignon. I said, Mom, you keep that, because you're going to give it to me someday when I get married. So you always take what people give you, because even if you can't use it, maybe I can.
So from now on, your mom is going to take a bottle of Dom Perignon, put a little Uncle Sam hat on it, uh-huh, and set it on her porch on the 4th of July.
And salute it. And salute it and say, my country, tis of thee.
And then,
oh, yeah.
And then on October, she'll put a little pumpkin hat on it. And in November, she'll put a little pilgrim and an Indian hat mm-hmm. on it. And then she'll put a little Santa Claus or baby Jesus hat on it in December.
And then someday she'll give it to me. I'll show it to all my friends because it's expensive, and then I'll drink it.
So that doesn't mean you're a better American. That doesn't prove you love America more, Jeannie Schmidt, running around in your ridiculous blue jumpsuits.
Yeah, you just look retarded, lady.
Sticking your little craggly finger up in the air, screaming and crying about how much you love America. If you love America so much, how come you want to see so many people from America killed? And how come you want to see so many people not from America killed in the name of America?
Hey, speaking of patriotism, sometimes if you think of patriotic songs and you think of performers of patriotic songs, you might think of Lee Greenwood or Garth Brooks or Tennessee Ernie Ford or Elvis with that American trilogy, or you might think of Neil Diamond with I'm coming to America today.
You know, I hate that song. We don't need any more damn immigrants. Go ahead.
Okay. But, you know, when you think of patriotic songs, who do you think of?
Who do I think of? Mm-hmm. Irving Berlin.
You do?
Kate Smith.
When you think of patriotic songs.
Exactly.
But, you know, and this is why we're here on WAIF, to give exposure to the unexposed. When I think of patriotic songs, you know who I think of?
Who?
John Denver and the Muppets, of course.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Everybody, skies are not cloudy all day.
How often at night, when the heavens are bright with the light of the glittering stars, have I stood there amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds